Social Turmoil is the subject of a film opening in American theaters this weekend by the man known as the Dean of African Filmmakers. The name Ousmane Sembène is known to film buffs around the world, but this is the first time one of his films has been picked up for wide distribution in the United States. The new movie is called Molade. It's about a group of women in an African village who refuse to participate in the ancient practice of female circumcision. Howie Moshevitz of Colorado Public Radio has this report.
At the age of 81, Ousmane Sembène has now been making films and writing novels and poetry and painting for nearly 50 years. His first feature film, Black Girl, told the story of the despair and alienation of a young African woman working as a servant in France. But Sembène says he also admires how women exert their power in male-controlled societies.
Pas parler de pouvoir des femmes comme une manifestation matérialisée.
You cannot really talk about the power of women in terms of, in quantitative terms. You cannot quantify it. The power of woman is a very quiet power, an invisible power. It is like a sleeping lion which you wake up all of a sudden. All over the world, no matter what the culture, the power of woman is a reality. It is there.
In Molade, a middle-aged woman becomes angry that girls sometimes die when they undergo circumcision. She has some clout in the village, and she brings four young girls into her compound, stretches a colorful braided rope across the doorway, and proclaims it a Molade, an inviolable state of protection for the girls. The Molade rocks the social life of the village. The red-robed women who do the actual cutting, called purification, are stymied. The male elders are so angry that they burn every radio. It was shortwave that brought the news to this Muslim village that female circumcision was unsafe and unnecessary. Sembène says it's just one example of the way the outside world is subverting ancient rituals.
Il y a rupture entre l'Afrique passée et l'Afrique à venir.
There is a kind of rupture, so to speak, between the Africa of the past and the new Africa that is being born, in such a way that these elderly people in the village more and more belong to the past than to the present. There is some kind of anachronism.
Sembène's translator is his biographer, Samba Gajigo. He teaches African studies and French at Mount Holyoke College. Both say the conflict between men and women in Africa parallels the ongoing struggle between the continent and its former European colonizers. Sembène believes that a dialogue between equals has begun. Gajigo says Sembène's ideas about colonialism and his development as an artist came over a long period of time and not through a college education.
Sembène is self-taught, he's self-educated. He is a son of a fisherman. He was a fisherman. He became a mechanic. He became a bricklayer. And then during World War II was enrolled in the French colonial army. He fought to liberate France from German occupation at the same time when France was occupying his own country. And then after the war, he went to Marseille to become a dock worker. That's when I think it all happened, when he met Marxism and communism and the trade union organizations in France.
Gajigo says that Sembène came to understand that artists can have a profound role in undoing the effects of colonization.
To colonize is not just to take land from people of darker complexion or flatter noses. It is also a contest about who has the right to represent to whom. Therefore, art, literature, cinema are all very, very important in the relationship between colonizer and colonized.
But Samba Gajigo is quick to add that Sembène does not want his art to be didactic. He wants to show the world the essence of life in Africa, but he faces obstacles in depicting his characters and their landscape. The filmmaker laments that the way characters play with language cannot be heard through subtitles.
C'est dommage que le langage des comédiennes et des comédiens n'est pas doublé.
It's just unfortunate that the dialogues have not been dubbed. There are only subtitles, because you have a lot of subtleties in the use of language. And extreme limit, even you have some tongue twisters, but which unfortunately are lost in the process of subtitles. And one also has to notice that we like to laugh in Africa. People have a lot of humor, but it does not transpire through the subtitles.
Sembain also says that because he shot the film outdoors, it was difficult to capture the rich interplay of pure blue sky, dry gray land, and the remarkable colors of the characters' costumes. It's a technical problem of cameras and the position and brightness of the sun. And Sembain says there's something else.
Kodak fabrique les couleurs. Étudier la chimie.
Kodak, the company, in making the film, has made all the chemistry having in mind the white skin, so that it is a challenge for us to be able exactly to know the exact dose of light when to capture the images. Otherwise, it becomes very problematic.
Despite the specific challenges he faces, Sembain dismisses the notion that he, his films, and their subjects are really any different from the work of filmmakers anywhere else in the world. Even Molade in the issue of female circumcision.
Les hommes de l'Afrique en général ont le même comportement que tous les hommes de la terre vis-à-vis des femmes.
The way men react to women, in my view, is universal. It is not race-specific, it is not continent-specific. So the men in Senegal react to women the same way men do in Canada or in the United States. It's universal.
Ousmane Sembain's translator and biographer, Samba Gajigo, says that in Africa, women love Molade, but some men have threatened to beat Sembain up. Audiences in this country have had little chance to react one way or the other to Sembain's previous films. They've had limited distribution, but that will change with Molade. The film opens in theaters across the country starting this weekend. For NPR News, I'm Howie Movshevitz.